It's time for Crop Talk, local issues that area growers and producers are talking about. Crop Talk is brought to you by Halderman Real Estate and Farm Management Services and Harmeyer Auction and Appraisal Company. And now, the Farm Doctor, John Williams.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's program. Today, as once in a while I do, I get with Mr. Ben Brumfield of Cardinal Ethanol for his comments and thoughts of what's been going on for the past month or 6 weeks. I guess in this case, it's been a little while since I talked to you, Ben.
Yeah, it has been. It's been pretty exciting in the markets, too.
Well, it seems like every time I talk to you, things keep getting just a touch better. I know we're doing this, we're approaching the end of May, and a lot of things have been going on. You know, you can talk about this, too, but things a little slow in getting completed here, at least in my area here. I don't know up in the northern counties that you're seeing and the growers you're working with what you're seeing, but the weather hasn't been particularly favorable, but anyway, we're getting done. So how's it your way?
Yeah, it's been kind of slow. Unfortunately, it's kind of Indiana and Ohio that have been slow. The Midwest, as of last week, was like 80% planted on corn, and I would say our area is more like 50% or so, but hopefully we've got a drier forecast here, and guys should be wrapping it up here pretty quickly before the end of May, which will be good. Should have real good yield potential then.
Well, and I'm sure, and as I hear daily, I mean, still a lot of optimism out here in this market.
Yeah, there is. I mean, this is the highest value crop guys have been able to plant in many years. Now, that being said, it's gone down here recently, John. I don't remember what it was last time I talked to you, but we had got as high as 780 for cash corn. For old corn, new corn got over $6 for a couple days, and we've really fallen from there. We're falling about a dollar from there, but still, it's significantly higher than a year ago. Corn was 320, and here we are, and it's 6 and 7.
I guess I want to ask you the reasoning in your mind. Where these highs and lows are, what's making it, I don't think we're certainly in any kind of a weather check anywhere, are we? I mean, I know out west.
We're in a weather check, but it's not the U.S. that they're worried about. Yeah. So corn from, the first week of April, cash corn was about 550. And Brazilian second crop corn, their Safrina crop, was like 80% good to excellent rating. In 4 weeks, their corn good to excellent rating went from 80 to about 20. And the corn price in Union City, Indiana, went from about 550 to about 750. And at that same time, the U.S. farmers were planting their crop. We've been ahead of schedule. I know, like we were talking about, Indiana and Ohio have been a little bit behind. But out west, they've been way ahead of schedule. The crop's been going in good conditions. And at the same time, corn rallied $2. And it was not because of the U.S. It was because the Brazilian crop deteriorated significantly in that time period.
Yeah. Well, as we sit here today, Ben, what's the status on that South America crop now?
So like we were talking, the corn price has fallen some in the past week. That was, I think, due to two factors, mainly the Brazilian crop. It's getting to be a little too late for a lot of it, but they did have some rain in the forecast that will help maybe a quarter of it, help to bring the yields up from what they were fearing. And then also with this big rally in corn right during planting time, there were some estimates from some of the brokers and private groups that went public on some really, really big corn acre numbers. Like we were trading a 91 million acre number that the USDA gave us back in March, and they were coming out with like a 96 million acre corn number, which would mean, quite a bit more corn this fall and bringing things more into balance, which pushes prices down.
What's the status of our export markets, Ben? What are you seeing there? Is that going to remain to be strong?
They're strong. In the past, so this is kind of unusual. In the past two weeks, China has bought like 400 million bushels of new crop corn, which is a massive amount for the crop that's just being planted. Hard to even put that in perspective. But normally China doesn't, I mean, outside of this past year and a couple years in the past, China doesn't even buy 100 million bushels of corn from the U.S. And they've already purchased 400 million here in the past 2 weeks of the crop that's being planted. So it's very unusual. And it appears that the exports, the strong exports for corn and beans are going to continue at least for this next year.
Ben, let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll jump on the other side of the ledger and talk a little bit about beans.
Hi, this is Rusty Harmeyer. People have been turning to Halderman Real Estate and Farm Management Services for their farm management and real estate needs for over 90 years. All kinds of people. Farm owners, investors, tenants, bankers, lenders, attorneys, accountants, in fact, anyone involved with a farm in any way. We have provided services from the occasional consultation to complete farm management and real estate brokerage to thousands of clients throughout the Midwest. Visit our website, halderman.com, where you can view current listings, take a virtual tour of our properties, check out dates for our upcoming auctions, or look up past sale results. If you have a farm-related issue, Halderman can help. Contact Chris or Lauren Peacock, Craig Springmeyer, or myself, Rusty Harmeyer, at halderman.com.
Back now with Ben Brumfield of Cardinal Ethanol. And we've talked about corn in the first part of the segment here, Ben. Let's talk about beans for just a little bit. What any news on... Is there any room left in this market for pricing to go north? I mean, are we, in your estimation, we pretty status quo for a while?
During planting season and during the development here, you know, we get some kind of weather scares, whether it be too wet, too dry. I don't think anything's going to be too, I mean, it's going to be volatile here for the next month or two as this crop progresses. I don't think we're just going to be too much status quo. In the past couple weeks, it's been real volatile. Cash beans got over $17 there for a couple days, and they've dropped a dollar or more since then, as kind of corn's fallen off with them.
So they're just kind of following the corn market, I guess.
Yeah. And see, I think the corn market with the Brazilian scare was trying to buy acres. They compare the new crop corn to bean ratio. You take the new crop corn price divided by the new crop bean price, and if it's a lower ratio, it typically incentivizes guys to plant corn versus beans, and a higher ratio incentivizes beans. Well, that ratio was about 2.6 before the Brazilian corn drought scare, and it got down to about 2.3, so it made the corn a little more attractive for guys. I actually heard of a few guys switching a little bit of acres or maybe doing something else with their wheat, whether they're chopping it to feed or something else, and then trying to put corn or beans after it with the corn price actually got over the wheat price here for a little while.
Do you think our grain inventories in the country is a little short?
Oh, I mean, they're obviously short. That's why we've gone from, you know, $3 and $4 corn to $6 and $7 corn.
Is it to the point it's kind of scary short, or just less than we've recently seen in the past years?
Well, ask me that in August, I guess.
No, I want to ask you that now.
it'll be interesting. It's always interesting in August trying to find the last little bit of corn to get you over to before the new crop comes. But with corn's big run up here, getting above $7 with wheat still at $7. You know, some of that out in the West, especially wheat starts getting worked into the feed rations, and we have typically a pretty big overrun of wheat every year. So you start to eat through that, and that conserves corn. And, you know, the market does what it needs to do so you don't run out. I guess it finds price so everybody gets enough, or that's the idea.
Yeah, and even, you know, wheat's been of some interest here locally, too. I know some guys that typically do not put out wheat has done so this year. Have you seen that up in your area?
Yeah, there was some of that. Part of that was wheat last fall, and before last fall was still, you know, $6, which looked pretty good when you compared it to $9 beans and $4 corn. But that's what I was saying, where the guys were talking about some had killed their wheat, some had plans to chop it for feed for a local dairy or someone, because the wheat was still $6 or $7, and now corn's $6 or $7 and beans are $13 or $14. And that made the wheat not look like such a good deal. So they were trying to find a way to get rid of the wheat and put corn and beans out.
We touched on it last time we talked. The livestock sector hasn't rebounded quite like I thought it might. making it awful tough out there in some of the feedlots, I do know, in the dairy industry as well. Pigs have come back a little bit, but what are you hearing or what are you seeing there?
Yeah, they're seeing a lot of, guys selling cows to get rid of them so they don't have to feed them high-priced corn. And that obviously pushes markets down. I know on the cattle side, some guys track the box beef price, and it's hitting highs. So there's a pretty huge, I saw the other day what packer margins are over $1,000 a head. So while the cattle guys are not making very much, the packers are making a lot. I think at some point that probably swings back where there's not enough cattle, and the high-priced corn probably sends the price pretty high, but how long does that take is kind of the question.
Ben, you and your family done at home with the crop? I know we always talk a little bit about that.
About half done. So,
well, I think
we'll have to finish up with this nicer weather here.
Yeah, I think the forecast maybe the next 3 or 4 days there will be a lot of finishing up done, and then it's all hands on deck and see what Mother Nature brings us.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully we have a good summer for growing crops.
Ben, as always, appreciate your comments. Thanks so much. Keep our fingers crossed. We'll do it again here in a few weeks and see where we're at.
Yep. Thanks, John.
That wraps it up for this week's program. Join me again next time, everyone. Until then, keep healthy and above all, keep safe.
Crop Talk is brought to you by Halderman Real Estate and Farm Management and by Harmeyer Auction and Appraisal Company. Thanks for listening, and join us next Sunday morning immediately after Community Caravan for Crop Talk with the Farm Doctor, John Williams, from the station proud to support our area growers and producers, Kix 96.